You don't have even enough water to drink. Why? It's a result of what they're doing from haram things. And the Prophet said, but it's because the Baha'im, because the animal, Allah sent him the rain. That means the action of a human being and what haram they're doing, it causes them that Allah's so angry with them that He's not going to send rain. But Allah, out of His mercy, He knows there is other things in existence that they need this water, like cows and animals and other creation and other creature. And Allah said, it's because these other existing things, we're going to send the rain. Okay? And when they betrayed Allah and His messenger, the covenant that between them and Allah, establish the salah, establish the right things, all the things, when they betrayed it, when they are not carrying their obligation toward Allah and His messenger as it's supposed to be, Allah will, please listen to this very carefully, Allah will send, okay, an enemy which will take some of their properties and what they have. Muslims crying today about Palestine, about different lands he lost. Huh? The Prophet said that when these people, they start playing games with their Islam, he will send their enemies on them, and they will take some of what they own, what they have, and they took their properties. And when their imams and their leaders, okay, when they judge by any other law different from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause dissension among them. And this is what we see today in many, many countries among the Muslims. Okay? These things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about it. So, Muslims, they should be aware about it. And if they want things to get better to them, go back to Allah. Go back to Allah. Your health, your property, your land, okay, the love among the community, all the things. But the Prophet had warned us, and he told us it's going to happen, that we should try to avoid these things, because this is going to be as a punishment of deviating and going away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded us to do and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another one of the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we see it nowadays. There is other prophecies, I'm not telling you about it because he did, as examples, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about a big fire will come, you understand, from such a place. And so there is certain things about, as example, from the signs of the day of judgment, the sun will arise from the west. Okay, I'm not telling you about such a prophecies that you didn't see it. Okay, I'm telling you about things that already started or already in existence. So if it's not already in existence, at least you see the beginning of it already taking place, so you can know about it. Otherwise, there is many other signs that I can tell you about it, but it's not in existence. You don't know about it. Listen to this. Because you see it, or you see the beginning of it, but it's a different in a state from other state. Okay? He say, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتسافدوا في الطريق تسافد الحمير. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, قلت إن ذلك لكائن قال نعم لا يكونا. This hadith is sahih and reported by Imam Ibn Hibban, may Allah be pleased with him, and he say that the hour is not going to be coming until people be doing the haram in the street like donkeys. Donkeys, the animals, you don't know what is right, what's wrong. You find a donkey male jump in a donkey female in the street in front of the people, because donkey, what a donkey know what is wrong, what is right? Donkey doesn't know what is shame. The Prophet saying that people will come time that they will do the same thing like donkeys in the street in front, in the public. Say, oh Prophet, this will happen? They said, indeed will happen. So, do you see it today, Taha? Huh? At least, if you don't see it, you see the beginning of it. So, what's what stop a person who is standing kissing in the street, in the public, to be doing something else? They hugging. All what you have to go to Sydney Park now. You found people understand rabbit in a blanket. In a blanket, in a public place. Okay? But you may go to another state, as I heard now in New York, is okay as long as they're inside their car. If they doing the act itself, nobody, no a police can stop them as long as they are inside the car. Here's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that they will do it. And look, say like the donkeys. And this exactly when a human being lose the morality, lose the manner, the dignity, they will tear to a position to be worse than animals. Because in actuality, what animal do? No. But you the one, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Indeed, we have honor the son of Adam. Indeed, we had honor the sons of Adam. Allah honor us and give us two legs that we walk on it. We don't walk in four like animals. Allah honor us and made our eyes and our face upright. Allah honor us and he give us mind to think. But some human beings, they choose to be animals or worse than animals. As Allah said, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Okay? That some people will go to the lowest level. Okay? And as Allah said also in Quran, that some of mankind, okay, they are where? أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They similar to cattle. Indeed, they are worse than cattle. Why? Because Allah says they have eyes which they see with it, which they don't see with it. They have ears which they don't hear with it. Not because they are blind, that means they could not say and say, oh, no. They have vision. They have ears. But they don't listen to the truth. They don't listen to the good. They don't see the good and do it. So Allah is saying that such people who have eyes but they don't see it, they have ears but they don't listen to the good, Allah is saying those people, they worse than, they are not equal to animal. Allah says they are worse than animals. The manner, the behavior, the discipline, this what make you a human being. How you relate, how you talk, how you behave, how you respect others. Therefore, you find the whole Islam is about what? Is about manner and discipline. And what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been sent for is for the completion of manner, discipline. Said how to be kind to the youngest, how to be respectful to the older, how to help people. You found somebody loading, you understand, or unloading, try to give them hand. Read the whole Quran, read the whole hadith. You found about manner. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. The orphan, don't treat harsh. The beggar, don't push him away. The whole Islam is about manner. So when people, they separate and divorce manner from their life, they are worse than animals. Allah chooses this term. He says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. Indeed, they are similar to animals. Indeed, they are worse than animals. One of the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us two kind of people, of the dwellers of hellfire. Sinfani min ahli an-nar lam arhuma qaumun ma'ahum siyat ka adhnab al-baqar yadribuna an-nas biha wa nisa'un kasiyatun 'ariyat mumilat ma'ilat ru'usihinna ka aslimat al-bukht al-ma'ila la yadkhulna al-janna wa la yajidna rihaha وَإِنَّ رِيحَهَا لَيُوجَدْ مِنْ مَسِيرَةِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. This in the collection of Imam Muslim, rahmatullahi alayhi. Hadith been reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. This the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two kind of the dwellers of hellfire, I didn't see them yet. That means they did not exist in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he said that it will happen, they will come. Two kind of people. They're going to be what? Out of the dwellers of hellfire. Number one, he said, people who carrying whips like the tails of cows, lashing mankind with it. We have something that we call it in Egypt, Korbak Sudani, because the Sudanese used to have this. I saw it even one day here in the flea market. They were selling it. You know this thing that was black leather and long and different. What is it? Do you know what I'm talking about? We used to have one in the house. Is a whip? I don't know. You found like a short hand like this, and it has a stick and the leather wrap, and after this a long thing. Huh? They used to sell it in the flea market here, made out of leather. And so the Prophet said, it looked like the tail of what, the cow, and says that will come people, they have whips like this, and they beating people with it. You may heard or saw something about it. Allah knows best, but I think that somebody told me that been used here in America during crackers. And is happening today in many, many prisons. Yeah, in America, you don't know about a prison that gets whipped, but believe it or not, some Muslims or so-called Muslims whipping Muslims by things like this, and when they whip them, that for scars and the pieces of this, of their flesh, fly and goes on the walls of the prisons. This happening in many, many so-called Islamic countries nowadays, especially in the time of Abdel Nasser in Egypt. This two presidents ago, okay? I'm sure some of you heard about Abdel Nasser. This 1952, I think, he started as a president at that time. Until what, about 8 years ago? I don't know. I don't keep with history. But the Brotherhood, they went through a lot. Ikhwan al-Muslimun, they went through a lot in the prisons during Abdel Nasser, and is happening in Syria, in happening in Morocco and Tunisia, and happening nowadays in many places. They whip them with things like this. They even electrocute them by electric shock. And this is something is well known, documented, pictures about it, and there's nothing new about it. Muslims who are trying to establish Islamic government, they say that we Muslims, we're supposed to be ruled by Quran and Hadith. Other than this, we don't need any kafir law, that whatever a khalifa or imam, you understand, his job is to fear Allah, to establish the prayer, to join the good, to forbid the bad, movies is haram, theaters is haram, all these things is not supposed to be in an Islamic country, remove it. Okay? So such people who calling for establishment of Islamic government, those what I'm talking about as a prisoners, because the communists been in the same prisons and they had less and better treatment than the Ikhwan al-Muslimun. The worst crimes in such countries that you be tried opposing the establishment of such secular government, and this in many places. Okay, but this not new. This is recorded in Surah Al-Buruj. Surah Al-Buruj, which even before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and is going to be repeated again and again and again. One of the Prophets sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm going to talk to you about it. But Allah said what? وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. That torture or the punishment that inflicted on the believers was not for any reason. The people of the ditch, okay? They open a ditch, they throw the people in it, in the fire, in the ditch, and they sat watching them. Allah says these people did nothing except that they believe in Allah alone. So this was their crime. They did not accept the king to be God, or the president to be God, or he has the absolute right to make the constitution for them. Allah said, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. So the Prophet ﷺ said, two people will be the dwellers of hellfire. Number one, people who carrying whips like the tails of cows, and they hitting or whipping other people with. Okay? The second kind, that maybe for some of you did not see it, but you can, because you didn't see the whips, you didn't see people whipping, but listen to this kind. Nisa kasiyat, ariyat. Women who are dressed, but they are naked. Listen to this term. How a woman can be dressed and be naked in the same time? Here the Prophet again saying about something is, a woman can be dressed but she's naked by wearing a tight clothes. Okay? So she dressed, she's covering her body, but you see the shape of her body. A woman can be dressed but she's naked by wearing clothes that what you call it see-through. This is the term they use it. Okay? You know that certain blouses and things like this, you can see the arm or see whatever they're wearing under it and things like this. Okay? Called see-through. So she's dressed, but in reality she's not dressed. Okay? So this is what the Prophet saying. A woman, and he describes them that they are dressed, but they are naked. The way how they walk, like, help me see, shaking in the way how they walk. Okay? They are not walking straight about, you understand, go about their business. They walk in a fashion, in a way to tempt people, okay? So they are tempted and they tempt others. And listen, عَلَى رُؤُوسِهِنَّ كَأَسْلِمَةِ الْبُخْتِ الْمَائِلَاتِ, over their head like the hump of the camel. And this is one of the fashions that you see today, which been long time, maybe is almost established now for about 30, no, about 20 years. They call it, they used to call it in Egypt, the Sad al-Ali, the high dam, okay? Because this is one of the main projects they call it. Not dam means like cares, dam. You know when there is water running and you build something, we call it dam. So one of the main projects they build in Egypt is called a Sad al-Ali, okay? Which is a high dam that stops the water. So the women, they used to make this fashion and they call it a Sad al-Ali. That she put all her hair together and after this she do it like this. Which exactly the term the Prophet say what? The hump of the camel. Okay? And today you can see it. So the Prophet says such women, they will have over their head something like the hump of the camel. Listen. They are not going to enter paradise. Neither they going to smell the fragrance of paradise. Indeed, you can smell the beautiful smell of paradise from the distance of so and so and so. Okay? That means because such crimes they're doing, these women, they are causing temptation for men, make them go astray from the way of Allah by appearing their beauty, by wearing clothes that cause temptation, by showing their hair and doing all these fashions. Say paradise, they are not going to enter paradise, neither they going to smell paradise. Indeed, the fragrance of paradise is so good and beautiful and so strong that you can smell it from a distance. Much. Okay? This is not the point here in the hadith, but the point in the hadith that we try to make it, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had informed us about establishment of silk, see-through clothes, tight-fitting clothes, and women who will come with such fashion and things like this. This also from the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.